This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
It is wonderful to be able to bring you the Daily Devotional and the Hour One Nugget every single day here on Worship Radio 247. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that these messages are blessing you and are keeping you so close to God, and that your eyes are firmly fixed upon Him. Today, we turn our attention to Ephesians and the fourth chapter. And we begin at verse 11. Now, this is quite a long passage, and I don't know how much time I'm going to have to be able to expound on this passage, but I'll do my very best. Verse 11 begins like this, and it says, Paul is talking to the church at Ephesus, and he says, Now these are the gifts that Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. We call that the fivefold ministry. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do His work and build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Verse 14. Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every new wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of this body, the church. Beloved, it's important to know this, you know. It's important to study Scripture in this way. It's important that we understand that we can be tricked. Even I can be tricked. Not that long ago, this ministry was tricked from a great deal of money. I'm not going to go into the details. It's just that we were trusting and we believed. And yet, we failed in our trust. And when that happened to us, I thought, where were you in that, Lord? Why didn't you protect us in this? It's nothing to do with God. We didn't pray. We didn't ask God's discernment. But I will say this. During that whole period, it was some 5 years ago, during that whole period, Martin knew it was wrong, what was happening. And he was very adamant. And I thought he was crazy. I thought he was absolutely crazy. And I was thinking, no, Martin, no, you're wrong. But Martin was right. Now, why was Martin right? I'll tell you. Because he prayed. Because he sought the face of Almighty God, and I didn't. And therefore, I failed. Abysmally, I failed. And because I failed, it cost us dearly. Beloved, we can only manage to continue as we keep our eyes firmly fixed on Jesus. The word says, then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth. And that is exactly what happened. We were tricked by lies that sounded so plausible, so real, that we thought they were the truth. But Martin knew that it wasn't the truth. And so therefore, 5 years ago, I can honestly put my hand on my heart and say, I was immature. I was immature. What right did I have to serve Almighty God? Because I was so immature. But through studying His Word, He brings more and more and more maturity. And that is why I can teach with such authority now. Because the Father's love has poured into my heart and into my life, and He has shined His torch. We keep our eyes well and truly fixed on Him. Paul talks about the fivefold ministry. Now, these are the gifts Christ gave the church: the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. I certainly am a teacher, I would say. And I like to think that I'm a pastor as well, because I am here and I am available. So I like to think that in this ministry, I take a pastoral role as well as a teaching role. It is wonderful to know that God Almighty is with us, with you and I. What is your role? What is your role in all this? Your role, I believe, is to gain more and more maturity, and I pray in the name of Jesus, as you continue to listen to Worship Radio 247, as you continue to listen to His Word, as it is expounded, that your eyes are firmly fixed on Him, and your eyes are not fixed upon the problems that you see every day in your life. We all have those problems. We all have those issues. They don't stop. And there's a reason. Because we worship and we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the enemy does not like it. Think about this, beloved. Do you think the enemy is going to sit idly by as you bring more and more people to Christ? Of course not. He's going to try and fight you tooth and nail, but with God's protection, as we keep our eyes well and truly fixed upon Him, then we know this: He can't harm us. He can't do us much damage. All He can do is try His hardest to annoy us, try His hardest to move us off the path that God has set for us. But if our eyes are fixed on Him, He can't do that, because you will hear from God Almighty so clearly. This will continue, says Paul, until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. And that is what this series is aimed at. That is what this series is all about: being like Christ. And knowing that as we meditate on His Word, as we study the Word of God, as the words that come from the Holy Bible penetrate our hearts and our lives and our minds, they keep us full of Him. And they keep us from falling. Because He is magnificent. Instead of being tricked by lies and deceit, says Paul, this is what will happen. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of His body, the church. You know, as Paul is saying in verse 13, this will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son. We will continue until we all, say all come to such unity in our faith. That is what is important in closing. That is so important that we all obtain and attain heart unity. You see, if we look at the fragmented church that we see today before us, with the different denominations and the different belief systems and the different pieces of dogma, if you will, and the different doctrines that prevail through the church or through different churches, that isn't heart unity, because we're all fighting against each other. We're all saying, no, this is the way it's supposed to be. And someone else will say, no, it's this way. For instance, if you look at baptism, oh no, you have to be fully immersed in water. No, 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 you don't need to do that. Just have a few sprinkles of water sprinkled on your head when you're a child. That'll do it. That's the baptism. No, the baptism is full immersion. No, I disagree. You see what I'm trying to say? And while people are doing that, while people are fighting against each other on their belief system, there is no heart unity. And that is designed by Satan to divide us instead of unite us. And we need to be united in heart unity. The church of our Lord Jesus Christ needs to be united in what we believe and with what we think and with what we are following. It is no good to be divided. And that is why, personally, and I know someone's going to take issue on this, but I don't care about doctrine. I don't care about dogma. I am not religious in any way, shape, or form. I haven't got a religious bone in my body. All I do is look at what the Word of God says, and I try my hardest to follow it. And I certainly try my hardest to preach that which is in the Word of God and nothing else. And by doing that, I am hoping and I am praying that those who listen to Worship Radio 247, those who follow us on the podcast, those who watch the TV station, Worship TV, those who are engaged in what we are doing here are part of this ecclesia, a part of this church, that this church would have heart unity and that we would love each other with all the love that we can give, with an agape love that calls for no cost, that calls for nothing except to love and be loved. This is our prayer for this church, the Church of Jesus Christ, the Church of Worship Radio 247, because it's so important. It is so important that when we pray together for each other's issues, that we have a heart unity where our hands are held across the world, and that we will keep our eyes well and truly focused on our Lord Jesus Christ, and that we will give Him all the glory, that there would be less of us and more of Him all the time. For now and evermore. Heavenly Father, Lord God, thank you for your word. Thank you for what you teach us on a daily basis. We give you the glory, and we give you the honor, and we give you the power that is due your holy name. And we say, Lord God Almighty, we love you and we worship you. And we give our lives to you afresh again today. And we say, forgive us all of our sins, Lord, and wash us clean by the blood of the Lamb. For your word says, by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, they overcame him, the evil one. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.